Greetings and welcome. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a celebration of spring, some Tchaikovsky, Mahler, and yes, of course, some oboe music. We're going to begin with some music by the Canadian export Jens Lindemann. Formerly of the Canadian Brass, he now teaches at UCLA and tours internationally. This selection comes from his first solo disc, called appropriately Flying Solo, and it is in the theme of spring. So here is Jens Lindemann, and Their Hearts Were Full of Spring. Jens Lindemann on trumpet, and Their Hearts Were Full of Spring, and that comes from his disc Flying Solo. And we are celebrating spring today, and in the mode of spring, romance always seems to be in the air. And what better way than Romeo and Juliet? This work actually did not come easy to Tchaikovsky. He was actually having difficulties writing an opera called Undine when Balakirev, who was a Russian pianist, conductor, composer, and many other things, encouraged Tchaikovsky to write a piece based on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Now, the work did take some time, and in 1880, 10 years after his first reworking of the piece, Tchaikovsky rewrote again the ending and gave the piece the subtitle Overture Fantasia. It was eventually completed back in September on the 10th of 1880 and was premiered May 1st, 1886. Well, let's celebrate a work well worth the wait. Here's a performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic. It's Tchaikovsky's Overture Fantasia to Romeo and Juliet.
Thank you.
the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic, and the Fantasy Overture from Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And in the celebration of spring, here is Christopher O'Reilly and some music by Schumann and Liszt. Now, doesn't that celebrate spring? That was Christopher O'Reilly and music by Schumann and Liszt, and that was Spring Song. And this next selection may scare a few of you out there, but I promise it is amazing. Yes, I am speaking of music by Mahler. And now, I know many may shy away from Mahler, but his intensity is beautiful and very haunting. And I particularly enjoy his Fifth Symphony. It was composed back in 1902 when he had married the beautiful and colorful, and we're not going to go into the other things, Alma, and she was expecting their very first child. Now, in my mind, you can hear the tenderness and love in the music. We're going to hear a performance by the Berlin Philharmonic with Bernard Haitink directing.
Thank you.
You can hear the tenderness in that performance, a lovely performance. That was Mahler's Fifth Symphony and the Adagietto, and it was the Berlin Philharmonic with Bernard Haitink directing. And it is that time for regular listeners. I'm speaking about Oboe Music Time. Now, in the spirit of spring, and which seems to beget love, I'm kind of stretching it a little bit, we're going to be hearing some of Dvorak's love songs. Now, although they date back from 1888, they began in his mind two decades earlier. In 1865, in the state of unrequited love, he dashed off 18 song cycles of Priest in a mere 2.5 weeks. Wow, that's prolific. He later revised 8 of them, and today, a transcription for oboe and piano. So let's hear a great recording from the disc After a Dream. This is Bill Benevitz and Barbara Lester Sink.
Thank you.
So beautiful, such a lovely oboe tone. That was oboist Bill Benovitz, joined by Barbara Lester Sink on piano and Dvorak's Love Songs. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue with some music by Leos Janacek, his Glagolectic Mass. Now, this was written in a span of about 3 weeks and premiered back earlier in the other century, 1927. He wrote that, and I quote, he wanted to portray the nation's faith, not as a religious basis, but on a strong moral one, which calls God to witness. It's quite interesting for an agnostic. The results of this Czech composer, he was also a musical theorist and folklorist and publicist and teacher, are really quite stunning. From Janacek's Glagolectic Mass, we're going to hear the Credo.
Come, 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 come Thank you.
A powerful way to end a program that was Charles Dutoit, joined by the members of the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and the credo from Janáček's Glagolitic Mass. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time.